A three-judge panel on the Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals reinstated Wisconsin's voter ID law earlier this month, just hours after hearing oral arguments in the case. Lawyers for the ACLU and other groups challenging the law have appealed that ruling to all the judges on the Seventh Circuit. They're hoping the entire court will again block the law, saying there's not enough time to implement it before this November's election. But in a brief filed with the court yesterday, Wisconsin's Department of Justice wrote that there was no good reason to revisit that ruling. Wisconsin is already implementing voter ID, the DOJ wrote, and blocking it again would pinball state and local election officials between enforcing the law and not enforcing it. Wisconsin's DOJ said voters would get the pinball treatment too. The DOJ told judges they were directly on point when they relied on the U.S. Supreme Court's decision upholding Indiana's voter ID law. The department downplayed arguments that voter ID would create chaos at the polls this November. People adjust, it told the court. The majority of the full Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals would have to agree to hear this appeal. It's hardly without precedent, but it is rare. The court did issue one terse order yesterday, denying a brief filed by the liberal group One Wisconsin Now. That brief sought to point out the differences between Indiana's voter ID law and Wisconsin's, namely that there are fewer DMV offices here, with shorter hours. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.